Burlington, there's a lot to be learned about someone from what's kept in their wallet. Outside of the obligatory cash and cards, Pam McIntyre kept her late mother's driver's license in her wallet. She passed away in 1995, and I kept it there, McIntyre said. Last Friday, while shopping at Food Basics on Upper Middle and Guelph Line, McIntyre realized her wallet wasn't in her purse. Thinking she'd left it at her previous stop, Purolator, she called her husband to borrow his card to pay for the groceries before heading back to the cargo company. It was not there either. After checking the car, and everywhere else she could think of, she realized it had been stolen from her purse, right out of her shopping cart. I was looking at milk, and this guy who was not targeting me had an empty cart, McIntyre said. He got beside me, I was obviously preoccupied, I'm usually very diligent with my purse, so I grabbed the milk, some margarine. The man reached over with a coat over his arm, put the coat over the purse, and took the wallet right out before making his way to the door, leaving his empty shopping cart behind. McIntyre and the store manager were later able to confirm what had happened by reviewing the security footage. The man quickly took off up the road to the Walmart on Appleby and purchased several gift cards worth $248.98 and a few other items. Anything over $250 needs authorization, so he was able to tap the card, McIntyre said. The cards were bought within an hour of the wallet being stolen, before McIntyre had realized what happened. She spent the rest of the afternoon on the phone with her bank canceling cards. She also needed a new driver's license, requiring a trip to Service Canada. They provided her a temporary printout to keep in her new wallet. My husband got me a new wallet, which was nice of him. New credit and debit cards are on their way, though McIntyre lost around $200 in cash and her Costco membership card. But she's less concerned with the hassle of canceling her old cards and the lost funds than she is with the sentimental items that are kept inside. There were pictures of my daughter from when she was young, she's 38 now, McIntyre said. There were notes from my husband and things like that. These things aren't replaceable. You have your memories, but it's still upsetting. McIntyre contacted the police, who said there was very little they could do, and she has since shared her story online for members of the Burlington community. Now, she just wants everyone else to be careful as the holidays are coming up. You have to be vigilant, especially these days as it's getting close to Christmas and people are looking to get money for gifts, she said. McIntyre believes thefts are an epidemic right now, and she urged shoppers in Halton to remain careful as they're out running their errands.